Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a fresh and minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
All right, we're back again. OKC Thunderheads. We got another fast break edition coming at you. I'm Rob, joined by the dark and stormy Jason Lewis.
Yes, sir.
We're down a man tonight. Brandon is, he's not here. Yeah. We can't say where he's
not,
at.
He's not here, but we don't know where he is.
He's
safe.
We
should probably send out a search party.
Well, I think he's safe. He's just not here.
He's dead.
All right, so we got, we're currently at the All-Star break. Thunder played the Knicks last night. They got down really big in the first quarter. Came back in the second quarter, kind of played well throughout the remaining of the game. Your thoughts on the game, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Melo was insane in the first quarter. He was just hitting everything, even with Dre right in his face. I mean, the whole team seemed to be hitting all their shots, and it was kind of insane. But then, luckily, the Thunder came out kind of in the second quarter, kind of got their bearings under them, and Russ was incredible in the second half.
Yeah,
really, really well. And I don't know, do you think this was Oladipo's best game of the season?
So I was thinking this during the game. This was sort of something that I was wondering about, because it was more, I felt the stuff that he was doing wasn't really in the stat sheet. I mean, he didn't get a bunch of assists. He obviously, he scored, you know, I don't know what he finished with. He had 20-something points.
21, yeah.
So he had 21 points, but it just felt like he was giving them more than just a spot-up shooter. I mean, it seemed like he was getting the loose balls, and he was really active on defense. So, yeah, I thought just from watching it, not necessarily looking at the stats, but just watching him, I thought it was his best game.
Right, yeah. It just seemed like on both ends of the floor, he was just giving all-out effort. And that deep three that he hit
in
the third, that was awesome. That was my favorite part of the game. But, yeah, so anyways, they come out on top, which is nice because they just got their asses kicked. Two games in a row, and we're heading to the All-Star break. So you think that's a really positive thing that they're going in the All-Star break off that, or do you wish we were kind of going into some more games?
Well, so their last 10, they've only won 4 of their last 10, including that game. So, I mean, it got bad for a while, right?
Yeah, that's rough.
But, yeah, it's nice to go out on a win. I mean, and the fact that they sort of showed some resiliency, they came back. So yeah, it was really good. Speaking of the All-Star break, so Friday we have coming up, we got the Rising Stars Challenge.
Right.
You gonna watch that?
I think I will. Like Sabonis and Abrinas are both in it, so that'll be nice to see. I hope they both are featured quite a bit. It'd be nice to see Sabonis play well, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's gonna get embarrassed or how that's gonna work, but
I'm hoping so. Saturday is actually of the entire break. Saturday is my favorite night. You got the skills challenge, you got the 3-point contest, and then the slam dunk contest. I don't know if you like the skills challenge. That's probably I think most people like the dunk contest, but I really like the skills contest.
Oh, really? That's my favorite's the three
yeah.
contest. I except for last year, like the dunk contest actually came back and it was incredible. We kind of touched on that on the last pod a little bit. I don't think it's going to be quite as exciting this year because Levine's not going against Gordon again, which I kind of hope to see. But the skills challenge is really cool. John Wall's in there this year, so that should be pretty interesting.
So you got Gordon in the dunk contest?
Yeah, hands down. Yeah,
pretty easy.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, DeAndre Jordan's in there, but he's just kind of a brute. I don't see him doing anything super creative. So, but then we got the All-Star game coming up on Sunday, right?
Yep, Sunday.
You gonna watch or?
I struggle with the actual game. It's just
I don't know.
I'll probably watch the game just because of the added Russ playing with four Warriors.
A little tension.
But Yeah, I'll probably watch because of that. But most of the time, I just watch the fourth quarter of the game, yeah.
That makes sense. Because, I mean, it's pretty much just people running up and down the court scoring the whole time. There's no defense whatsoever.
Steve Kerr had mentioned that he might possibly play Russ with the four Warriors players. How do you think that's going to turn out?
Awkward, but, I mean, I guess... If Russ is out there with all four of them, I'm assuming he's just going to play basketball. It would be weird if he just stood there, or I don't know what he would do that. What would you think he would do if he was just like upset the whole time? Is he just going to steal the ball from his own team and dunk it? That would be kind of badass, though.
Yeah, that's
I'd be
not,
all right with that.
That's not a bad idea. I kind of hope he goes out there and just starts calling plays. Like he's just like telling people where to. Like if he's out there with. If he's out there with those four, like he's telling them all to get, you know, to step out on the edge so that he can take somebody one on one. Yeah, I hope he just. I mean, I don't. Do you think he plays it straight up and just sort of, you know, doesn't sort of let the emotion get the better of him in the game?
Like I see that happening more so than what we just talked about, but I would love for that scenario to play out instead, because that would be more fun. But
see, you got an over under stat or an over under question here?
Yeah, yeah. So how many times do you think Russ passes the ball to KD? So let's say 1.5 times over under.
I'm gonna go over. I don't know. I don't feel confident about it, but I think if he made it a point not to pass it to him, it would almost seem like he cares too much about it. And yeah. So I think he's just gonna go out there. He's just gonna play basketball how he knows how to. He's gonna, you know, shoot the ball a bunch like he does in the All-Star game. And I think if KD's open, he's gonna throw him the ball.
That's probably true. And he's probably gonna get a triple double. You know.
Oh, I hope so.
And that would be amazing. So he's gonna pass it to anybody who's open, I think. So
you're...
I'll go with you over. Yeah.
Oh, let's go interesting.
Over. Yeah.
Talk I'm just gonna. It. Okay, it's a hot take. I talked you into it.
Yeah, you're incredible.
All right, so we talked a little bit. So we're gonna get through the All-Star break here, and then the Thunder have a pretty favorable schedule. Their next seven games, the teams are a combined 163-234 for a record.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking for? How do you think they're gonna finish coming out of the break, and how do you think they're gonna do in those seven games?
I mean, I'm hoping they at least get. Four of them. I hope they're shooting to get at least five wins.
Yeah.
I mean, 5-2 would be desirable for sure. What do you?
Yeah.
See them dropping more than that?
Well, four out of the seven are actually home games.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that they can. I'm hoping five is the low, and hopefully we can get it like six.
You going seven
least.
For seven?
No, the I can go seven for
optimistic
seven.
Optimistic, Rob.
No, they drop too many easy ones. The ones that you don't expect them to drop, they drop.
Yeah, so do you think the team's going to look different at all after the trade deadline? Starting those games off, do you think Pressey's going to make a move? I know recently there was talk about he's not going to stand pat. That came out the other day. Was it Bleacher Report that reported that?
Yeah, I think it was Bleacher Report that had they basically said they're unsure which way Presti is going to go.
Yeah.
But that they think he's either going to be a buyer at the deadline or a seller, which I don't know. Saying that they're going to, that the Thunder are going to sell at the deadline, I mean, obviously you're kind of giving up on the season, which, you know, we've sort of been telling people to temper expectations this season anyways.
Right.
But, you know, what does that say to Russ if you're just like, hey, we're getting rid of we're gonna try
it
and
in.
Get
yeah.
Like, and the Thunder the thing about the Thunder being sellers to me is it's kind of weird considering we have all of these assets.
Yeah.
And you know you would think that they would be buyers and that they're gonna try and get you know somebody you know big in here.
Yeah, for sure. I think they're gonna. I agree with you completely. Like, I see them trying to make a move for somebody. Like Mob had talked about last podcast, I don't know if they're going to try to make a big move before the deadline or if maybe they're going to do some stuff to get some wiggle room and maybe make a trade at the draft. But we'll probably be talking about this a lot more on Saturday. We're going to have a podcast Saturday during the day and then right before the All-Star festivities kick off. But follow us on Twitter at OKC Thunderheads. And subscribe on iTunes. Just search Thunderheads. And we'll see you on Saturday. So Thunder up.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.